Monte Principale, a road stretching from Isilda northward, is now slated to have its most traveled section, from MR 35 north to MR 15, rehabilitated within the next couple of years. Originally scheduled for rehabilitation, resurfacing in 2027, Ward 4 Caun. Pauline Fordon introduced a successful motion during Monday's Operations Committee meeting of City Council to have it fast-tracked. "It's patch over patch over patch," she told Sudbury.com after the meeting, adding that it's a well-traveled stretch of road many people use to access Gateway casinos or as a shortcut between the two municipal roads. The road project will include Monte Principale's full reconstruction from MR 35 to MR 15, including paved shoulders. This image of Monte Principale, submitted by Ward 4 Caun. Pauline Fordon, illustrates its condition. Image. Ward 4 Caun. Pauline Fordon. "In absolute terrible condition and cannot wait until 2027, she told the committee. "It's not just in poor condition, it has become unsafe for motorists and cyclists." The city's original intention was to tackle roadwork on area arterial roads first, City Engineering Services Director David Shelsted told the committee. "There was some concerns where traffic would get diverted through Monte Principale if MR 15 was left without the needed roadwork," he said, adding that reorganizing the city's four-year capital project list for that area of the municipality should work out. In addition to Monte Principale, the city is tackling two stretches of MR 15, including from 600 meters west of St. Laurent Street west to Monte Principale, $3.4 million, and Belle Isle Street west to 200 meters west of DuPont Street, $3.2 million. "Staff is in support of fast-tracking Monte Principale," Shelsted said. "We're willing to do that deep dive into some of the technical stuff in order to reconsider the priorities." The approximately 3.6 kilometers rehabilitation, resurfacing work on Monte Principale from MR 35 to MR 15, will cost approximately $5.065 million, according to the city's 2024-27 capital budget. All in, Fordon noted, these road projects come in at more than $11 million and are a great win for the citizens of Isilda. "Approximately 4,500 vehicles use MR 15 per day," Shelsted said, "while approximately 3,000 vehicles use Monte Principale." The city's 2024-27 capital budget totals $877.2 million, which averages out to $219.3 million annually and exceeds the 2019-23 annual average of approximately $160 million by 37%. It's aimed to help pare down the annual infrastructure spending gap of $130 million. Although Fordon's motion still needs to be ratified by City Council as a whole, the Operations Committee's unanimous support points to a likelihood it will be passed. Shuffling around these already budgeted capital projects isn't expected to add any additional cost to the projects. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.